So my name is Laura Shelton, Community Service Center Coordinator here for Trigg County Middle and Trigg County High School. So some of you all are new board members since I've been here last. Mindy and I, a little fun fact, she and I grew up in a church youth group together. So it's been a long time since Mindy and I have talked, but we did kind of grow up together, didn't we?
We did.
So, and Mr. Mullen and I have been involved in some activities over the years, so. Anyway, so thanks for having me tonight. So the purpose, and Ms. James asked me to come and talk to you all, just because with some of you all being new, just so that you are familiar with and the resource and resource center. The purpose, just the general overall purpose, to get you in it in one sentence. The purpose of Family Resource and Service Centers is to remove non-academic barriers. So daily, people look at that as we help with clothing, we help with shoes, we help with school supplies and all of those things during the day. But we also do a lot of programming throughout the year. So what I have tonight for you all to look at is my next two-year continuation plan, something that we have to write every 2 years. What's great about this plan is that it is a working document. So if I have something in there that we don't do, then when I report, I just report why we didn't do it. If I want to add something next week, because there is a need, I can add it next week. It is not something that we are, you know, that we are roped into and can't change. It is definitely a working document, but it is something that we have to do every 2 years. So I have, Ms. Bridges put that in your packet, I think. I think you all have that in front of you. I'm not going to go through every single thing because it is a pretty large document. But I do want to go over some highlights just so you know what you're looking at. The first page is just a checklist. Those are the things that have to be in this two-year continuation plan. The next page is a center operations. What I want to tell you about that is it asks for our location. And just for you new members, we have two, for middle and high school, we have two different center locations. So we have a center in the middle school, and then we also have an office in the high school. I have an assistant. We've kind of done things a little bit different this year. I like to kind of plant at one of the schools, whether I'm at middle school or high school. I've always been for the last 9 years at high school. This year, the first semester I've been at middle school. I'm getting ready to switch back to high school. It's just easier for me to be in one location, but the state wants me in both buildings a full amount of time, so I work to do that during the day. So if I need to be in high school, I am. If I need to be in middle school, I am. But being on the same campus, I can get either place very quickly. So you all can read through that if you want. The next page is our advisory council listing. We have to have parents and community members, school members, and then also students that serve on our advisory council. The next few pages have to do with our needs assessment. There is a lot of data there, and you can see, you can read over that. That data is used to write the continuation plan, okay? So you all can look through that if you want to kind of see what data I pulled to decide what programs we were going to offer for next year. So the state requires that there's five state mandated components. The state doesn't tell us how we meet those components, they just tell us that we have to meet those five. So just real quickly, again, I'm not going to go over every bit of this, but just to kind of hit the highlights. The first one that is in the packet here is health services or referrals to health services. So that has to do with us networking families with things like Medicaid, with things like doctors or you know, dental services or vision services or those kinds of things. Speaking of dental services, we bring in Big Smiles Dental every year to provide services. They will do the preventative. They also do restorative for students that need fillings and those kinds of things. If kids need services beyond what they do in the school, then I work with the parents and, you know, we make sure the students get what they need. The Lions Club comes in and does vision screenings and that kind of thing. So anything that has to do with health is under that component. The second component is career exploration and development. So things like, Mr. Mullen, you've helped us with Reality Store for seventh grade for several years. So that is included under Career Exploration and Development. College and Career Day, I, for the first time this year, am helping Ms. Denise Young with this for the eighth grade. I'll be helping her with that this year. We did our first college and career fair. Again, that's with Denise Young. With her being the college and career counselor, it makes sense that I'm going to partner with her on some of her initiatives. We did that earlier in the year. Sometimes students have, say, fees like ACT fees or dual credit fees. Sometimes they, like, will meet the qualifications to be reimbursed by Rotary, but they don't have the money up front. So a lot of times we'll pay for those fees out of our donation funds and then be reimbursed by Rotary. So sometimes we have a donation fund that we can help cover some of those kinds of fees. And then also, we partner with The Way. They do a few years ago, actually I started the Wildcat at The Way classes through a grant that we got, if you all remember the GEAR grant that I got through the state. Anyway, they have continued those classes. So I, and those are classes in things like plumbing, electricity, piano, sewing, and all of those kinds of things. So a lot of the materials they use are things that we bought through the grant. But I do continue to advertise for those classes, let students know about it, and help to support The Way in that. The next component is summer part-time job development. And so, again, I work with Denise Young. We put on a job fair, usually in April, or I think it is April, for our 11th and 12th graders. I also put together a job box after spring break. It usually goes up in the front office. And that is just all of our local employers that will be hiring over the summer. I try to get applications so that students can just go to the front office and pull whatever application they want, as opposed to having to run all around town, you know, picking up different applications from different places. So, but that job information is available at any time, and any students that would want help with, you know, filling out an application or interview skills, that kind of thing, you know, we're always available to help with those kind of things. The next component is substance abuse education and counseling. I coordinate all the mental health counseling for middle and high school. Sometimes that does involve substance abuse services. I coordinate a Aspire program. It's an online program for those students who are caught on campus with substances. And so I help to coordinate that for the high school, sometimes middle school, but mostly that's high school. We do Red Ribbon Week activities at middle and high school for all of our students. Our staff, me included, attend trainings just to make sure that we're up on the latest when it comes to substance use and what our students are exposed to. I coordinate the KIPP survey. I don't know if you all are familiar with that. That's the Kentucky Incentives for Prevention. They do, it's a student survey that they do every other year. And that information is really great information for grant writing, for watching trends, for at-risk behaviors and those kinds of things. So that is something that we do every other year through the Youth Service Center. The last component is family crisis and mental health counseling. Again, I coordinate counseling for both middle and high school. I'm on the PBIS teams and provide social-emotional resources as needed. A lot of times they want resources to push out through our connections and our synergy classes, and so I help to come up with those materials. And then I also serve on the crisis teams. So the last couple pages of the continuation plan is really just our inventory. These are what items that we bought with center funds, and the state just asks us to do that every couple of years. This just happens to be the year that they want this done. And that's just that if anything ever happens to our building, that in Frankfort they got a list of things that, you know, that for insurance purposes, I think, so that they could replace if they needed to. So that is really the continuation plan. So part of it also is just asking the board to sign an assurance page. And so what you all are signing is basically just saying that you comply with all of the guidelines as far as what Family Resource and Youth Service Centers require. That's things like space and, you know, access to Infinite Campus and those kinds of things, so, which we meet all of those things. So anyway, do you all have any questions? I know I went over that really fast, so yes.
Laura, you're one of the few people, I mean, there's so many people on campus that do so much, you know? They give so much all the time. They got like 30 jobs, and I think you're one of those people. But specifically for Reality Store, that's such a great program. I really enjoy being there. What are the possibilities of having that store? Right now it's for 7th graders. Can you do it for 10th or 11th? I think they really need that.
We can, and we've thought about that for sure.
Have you?
But you're talking about, you know, probably 40 community members taking off another day at work, which we could do that. We have talked about doing that, and you're right. I think probably high school would be the time.
Yeah, I really think, you know, you got volunteers that enjoy that, yeah. Enjoy that time. And how would you even buy the candy bars?
Okay. And that program is done in partnership with 4-H.
That's right.
It's a 4-H program. So Shelley Crawford goes into the classrooms 2 days ahead of time and does lessons with our 7th grade students to teach them about budgeting and finance and, you know, balancing a checkbook and, you know, all of those things. And then, it would be something that I would have to, you know, she and I would have to do together. But it is a possibility, yes.
Is there something I can help you with? I would be glad to help you with something. I think it's really a great program. And it doesn't cost, well, it probably does, but the volunteers are the main component, I think, that, you know, would defray the cost.
And we got the candy bars taken care of.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
That's right.
I mean, I even got someone home that qualifies.
Now, for those of you that haven't seen Reality Store, if you end up with a balance in your checkbook, you get a payday.
Yep.
And if you end up in negative balance, you get a zero.
Get a zero, yeah.
So, my son, when he came through, he overspent because he wanted a zero. He didn't want
to know that. He knew I had
it. Yeah, he figured that out.
If you'd like my help,
okay,
please let me know. I'm just here. Come to
me. Yeah, I definitely think the 10th or the 11th graders that are fixing to be in the real world need a taste of that. I worked in elementary school for 20 years, and we did it in elementary school as a 5th and 6th grade programming, and it was great, but do you think those 5th or 6th graders retained it by the time you, here's three witnesses right here. Y'all ready for the real world?
Y'all remember 8th grade reality?
You ready to go from 6, 7 to 9 to 5?
Look what you did there.
Do you even know how to write a check?
Yeah.
I do, though.
Do you know how to sign your name on that check?
You're just worried about parking.
It is.
I mean, your classmates don't.
Lots.
It does get our middle schoolers thinking, though. And a lot of times what they gather out of it is, I don't want to have children, and I don't want to test positive on a drug test. Because if they then they are, you know, they're at minimum wage.
That's a killer every day.
Yeah, so they...
We definitely need that drug test action at the
drug tests were pretty bad 1 year. Like every other week I would get a drug test for sports.
Wow.
Was it just a few or the whole team?
At one point it had to be the whole team. Like the whole team had to get drug tested or they couldn't practice that day.
Yeah, they couldn't see
but at some point they started just doing random ones. Just to surprise you.
That's the whole idea.
That's exactly right. I'll tell you when we're gonna do that.
In the police world we call that winning the lottery. You won the lottery, let's go to the
PP.
A good suggestion that for sure.
You've
and
got
I know
really
that
bad
they,
luck if you pull it up every other week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we do a backpack program?
So we have done a backpack program in the past. Yes, this is the first year that we have not done a backpack program. And the Little River Baptist Center is the one that used to, they would get the order the food, get the food, and all of that. We go pick it up from them and distribute it. So last year, the Little River Baptist Center decided not to continue with that. We didn't really have anybody else to take that over. So Helping Hands funded it. They were the ones that would order the food and all of that. So I talked to hold on, what is it called? Not, is it second? No. I can't remember the.
So when they were distributing it, how many kids participated?
Okay, so we used to have a lot. Last year we had 9. Okay, so it really dwindled, yes. And what we found was the kids really, they picked a couple things that they liked out of it, and the rest of it would go to
the wayside.
Yes. So what we've done this year, I had a church to donate a bunch of food, like macaroni and cheese and crackers and those kinds of things that kids would eat. So I have those things. I do have one student at the middle school who we put food in his backpack every Friday, and he keeps it in his backpack over the weekend so that he has food. So if there's a situation where we know students don't have, we have resources to get those things to them. There have been some other situations where we knew kids needed food, but specifically they had either dietary, need, or there were only certain foods that they would eat. And so we were able to pull those things or purchase those things to make sure kids had what they needed. But we've just found it's a little more cost effective, I guess, probably, to do it individual as the needs arise. Because I think there was a lot of, I won't say a lot, some waste.
So did you spearhead the breakfast with the grandparent?
No,
that wasn't. Was that just
me.
Our
I'm
cafeteria
sure.
people?
No, that was us.
I mean, in my 20 years in Christian County, the family resource coordinated donuts for dad or muffins with mom or whatever you want to call it.
I did some of that at elementary. I did elementary for 8 years before I did
high school, middle school.
High school, middle school. So we haven't done those things at high school, middle school, but I used to. I did a Boohoo breakfast for our kindergarten, first day of school. I just helped them to kind of detach a little.
I could have used that.
Laura, are you involved with the book fair?
No. Now, book fair, is that elementary?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so
now
it's the library.
I guess what's the library, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's in charge of it, the librarian over there, Crystal.
Oh, Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My concern with that, I'm changing the subject, I'm sorry, but all those kids, they can't buy books because they don't have the money.
Yeah.
Where does the money come from that the kids, if I'm a fifth grader or fourth grader, and there's a book that I'd like to buy, but I don't have any money, is there a resource?
I don't know that one.
Typically, with my experience in that person hosting that book fair has like some mystery funds that if that kid truly wants that book,
usually that something
experience.
Happens.
Somebody
buys it. I don't know exactly where the funds come from.
Yeah, I don't.
I would have to ask and investigate that. But I know that a lot of times when
she
a kid
can
goes
donate
there
to the
book.
Calls, Jim.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've talked to Crystal before about it.
Yeah, she's the guru. Yeah,
you can give her $500 and say, hey, just fill
the book. Let's go partners with that.
But I will say, we do get requests all the time. And we have our grant funds. We also have donation funds. So when there are needs, there are funds to take care of things. And you're talking about books, it might be a college book, for a class or whatever. We make sure that kids have what they need. That is what we do.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thanks.
So you do work with the Happy Feet lady, though, correct?
I do.
Okay.
I sure do. And I guess last year, she probably brought 75 pairs of shoes to me. And so I still have quite a few of those. And so as kids need shoes, we're able to, see if we have that size and get them shoes in. Yeah, for sure. We have certificates, so if
you don't have it, they get to go get it.
Yeah, they can go and get it. Or I know I can always call her; she can help me make shoes happen. So yes, and then during the summer, I call families and line up times for them for their big
shopping
giveaway event at the beginning of the school year.
Gotcha. That was awesome.
I actually didn't put that in the plan, but I could have. Yeah.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
amazing, and it's heartbreaking on some things, and but grateful we have that.
Yep.
Do you need a motion?
No.
No.
I will email you that tomorrow, that paper. We have been, we've thought since December that we were going to have a mid-year cut to our grant funds. Holly, did you see that?
I did see that.
And today we got an email saying that the state has worked it. I think we have taken a cut statewide, but they've worked it out so it's not affecting centers.
Yes.
And so we're, you know, they rescinded that. That cut, so that's been a
really positive.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Also.
I will email you that after she signs it tonight. I'll get it to you tomorrow. Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good job.
Yep, nice job.